Nepal Solo is a project to go alone, without porter, without communication, and alone in Himalayas during 1 month in winter.
That's quite a challenge.
Yeah, it was.
Why did you choose to do that?
Because I like to be alone, and I would like to try something really strong about silence, to be alone during 1 month, and also to discover Tibetan Buddhism.
Because I think you're a practicing Buddhist.
Yeah, I'm not exactly Buddhist, but I'm practicing, yes, Tibetan Buddhism.
Did you find that helped you in your journey?
Yes, for sure. You have a lot of Tibetan monks who escape from China, and the Tibetan part is from China now, and they came in the part of Nepal by the border from Everest, and they have a lot of monasteries there.
And so you were able to visit them easily, or?
What was really strange for me is the monastery was closed when I arrived during winter, and I just learned at this moment that monks go lower and lower altitude because it's too cold during winter, and monastery was closed. But happily, maybe sometimes people say it because of my good karma, the door opened each time, because you have always few people who stay there for older people, because they cannot go down, because you have no possibility to go by horse or this kind of
there's no traveling, you can't move.
Exactly. So if you are too old, you cannot move at all, so you have to stay where you are, and the younger monks, a few younger monks, just stay there to be sure that older people are in good shape.
They look after the older people.
Exactly.
So you set yourself a very difficult challenge to go in winter. How did you manage? Did you get on okay, or did you have difficulties?
I've got a lot of difficulties, and I don't know how to say that in English. I just frôlé la mort.
I was very close to death.
Yeah, I was really close to death because of another name I don't know. I've got something with my lung.
Your lungs, from the altitude perhaps?
Exactly.
So you came away a wiser person. How did you feel after your journey?
Because after the journey, it was really strange to go back to civilization. And you know, Kathmandu is a city really crowded.
Crowded, yeah.
And with a lot of pollution in the air. And it was really strange to go back at civilization in those conditions after 1 month alone in silence.
1 month alone? I mean, it's very, very dangerous.
Sometimes it was. I think I don't really realize when I go there how it will be difficult and how it could be dangerous. So I just discovered it when I was there.
You're a crazy guy.
Maybe, I don't know.
But you, like you say, you have a good karma, so everything came out okay.
Yeah. And I go there another time and another time. Last time I was there, it was for 2 months.
And you do the same thing, walking alone?
I spend 1 month up than 4,500 meters during one month.
You're telling me that you work very close to Everest?
Yeah, so close.
You can't just climb the mountain.
Yeah. During winter, you can go so up. You can go to Everest Base Camp. The best you can do is that during winter, because it's really too cold and you have absolutely nobody there. And when you arrive in the Everest Park from Nepal, you have somebody who just asking you your permit.
You need a permit to go. Okay.
And you've got a kind of tableau.
A panel?
Panel, for people who are already in the park.
Okay.
And during winter, when I arrived, there maybe we were 30 or 40 people. Not more. When you go there during tourism seasons, it's really, really more than.
You must have noticed how the place changes as a result of tourism.
Not now because of virus, so you have not people at all actually, but during 10 years we can say you have a lot of people who go there just to go to EBC, Everest Base Camp. So from now, I think there's not people at all.
Perhaps in a way it's a good thing because it's a very polluted place, I understand.
Yes, I was really, really surprised to see canes of coca or a lot of things were polluted Everest Base Camp. So when they stay there before, they just let everything they bring with them. So actually, Nepali government just make a law to ask people to get down everything they get. So
to take everything away with them?
Yeah, because after they just let it like this.
And it gets filthy.
Yeah, it's just awful. You have a lot of things really strange at this place.
Yeah.
And I don't really like Everest Base Camp. It's so strange to see a place in very extreme nature and you have a lot of pollution there.
Yeah.
It's really strange. You have to mind about it and about pollution, about ecology.
Yes, and in fact, you are part of the problem.
Yeah, because I go there also.
Yeah.
So you have to be responsible as possible when you go there and respect nature and people who are living there from so long time.
I think, if I understand it right, you have found a way of covering distance, of surviving when you're walking. You have a sort of meditation?
Yeah, yeah. At first it was also too good to do meditation and yoga. And in extreme condition, for sure, but
you did yoga in the Himalayas?
Yeah, the higher I go, it's just under 6,000.
So what is it that motivates you to do these crazy things?
Spirituality, first.
Explain that a little bit.
Just to discover how you are in very difficult condition, and how you are physically, but also spiritually.
To put yourself to the test?
Yeah, a kind of test, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really think if you really want to progress in spirituality, sometimes you have to do something really hard. And that's what also a Tibetan Buddhism said. Sometimes you have to push yourself really, really far, inner and outer.
Do you think this can still apply here in Brittany? I mean, you're talking about a very extreme place.
Yeah.
We are here in Brittany. How do you manage here?
Really well. You have to be good everywhere you are. You just have to think about someone like Mr. Mandela, who spent 27 years in a jail. And I'm sure it was just great. It's just incredible to say that, but I think he got this capacity to be great everywhere he is. And finally, he just became the president of his country, so it's just crazy. And you can see by this way that sometimes extreme situation can open your heart and open your mind to very, very new challenge.
Can you suggest any challenge that our listeners could attempt here? Because let's face it, we're talking about Brittany here, and you're talking about Nepal, long way away, but you're also talking about something internal, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
So do you have any suggestions for challenges?
Yeah, I think you can push yourself everywhere you are. You don't need to be in Himalayas and in very high mountains and during winter. That's what also I discovered during those trips, is that you can push yourself everywhere you are and in every condition, maybe in your own bedroom, just by meditation and trying to find by a true way who you are, but very deeply. And you can do that everywhere and any time. It's just that you have to do it by yourself. And sometimes you can also be helped by other people who did the same thing I did.
Well, I think already standing here in Rustrana at the market on a very cold, windy morning is also quite a challenge.
Sometimes it's a challenge because, as you can see, nobody is there and you just have to spend 4 or 5 hours just to wait. But sometimes you do a very, very beautiful meeting.
Yeah, you meet someone interesting.
Yes, really.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Jan. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.